This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Burger King may be the home of the Whopper, but where really is Burger King's home? Maybe not the U.S., if reports are true that it's in talks to acquire the Canadian donut company Tim Hortons and reincorporate north of the border. The fast food chain has been going through some big changes over the past few years, ever since a private equity firm bought it. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports.
The fast food industry is not the easiest place to be right now, even for a king.
The market is incredibly competitive.
Darren Tristano is executive vice president with Technomic. He says growth is very low, just about 3.5%. And inflation for the industry is also about 3.5%, so it's almost a wash. Low-income customers haven't seen wage growth, so they're holding on to their cash. Higher-income customers have been wooed by higher-end places like Chipotle and Panera. But if Burger King can't immediately control its customers' spending, it can control its own.
They have been cutting costs to free up resources. They've been running the business less like a restaurant and more like a financial company.
Burger King now lets franchisees operate all of its restaurants. It's aggressively tried to keep up with McDonald's on menu items. Charles Pinson-Rose is with Standard & Poor's.
Overall, they've largely been successful. But, I mean, the reality is it's a very difficult environment for quick service in the United States.
But acquiring Canadian firm Tim Hortons might help U.S. sales because Tim Hortons is good at coffee.
One of the categories that we have seen success in the restaurant space is the specialty coffee category.
RJ Hadavi is senior restaurant analyst with Morningstar. Coffee is gold for fast food profit margins.
This partnership strengthens Burger King's coffee offering.
It's another revenue stream. Of course, the tax benefits and easier access to cash abroad that Burger King gets with reincorporating in Canada can't hurt. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.